Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian.
Another month gone by and we're into March. So what should people do in their gardens in this month?
A number of things. First of all, in the vegetable garden, vegetable gardens seem to be, at this time of the year, it's the harvest time, really. So there's not a lot of planting often that happens. However, some gardeners like to plant their broad beans at this time of the year. And that's fine, perhaps a little later in March, remembering to make sure that the soil is well limed before you plant the seeds. So if you lime this week, in a couple of weeks, it's fine to plant your broad bean seeds. Some people leave it till later in the year to plant broad beans. Time to prune your fruit trees, the stone fruit trees, but not cherries. You don't have to wait for your pears and your apples and your nectarines and those peaches, those kinds of trees to be. You don't have to wait till winter to do it. You can do it now, and it's perfectly reasonable time to do it. And the pruning will increase productivity next spring and summer. It's the beginning of the bulb planting season in March, and that goes right through the whole of March and perhaps into April. If you're concerned about the look of bulbs after they've flowered, because you've got to leave your daffodils and those kinds of bulbs, you need to leave them to die down after they've flowered, so you've got to get a good flower the following year. And if you're worried about that kind of look, try planting your bulbs in larger pots that you can put them in the garden and then take them away later in the year when after they've finished. And so your garden doesn't look sort of scatty with dying leaves everywhere. Jonquils are the first bulbs to be planted this season. The daffodils and the tulips a little later on. And no doubt we'll draw attention to that in the next couple of months. Those are the things I'd want to cover in terms of what to do in the garden.
One question, yep, in relation to bulbs. Yes. Do you need to take them up each year and put them back down, or can you leave them in the ground?
You can leave them in the ground. It's a good idea, particularly with daffodils, to lift them every 2 or 3 years, and because they'll multiply and you can spread them out and you'll get more plants and more flowers, of course, if each bulb is making its own flowers. But no, you don't have to lift them every year. Some bulbs, it's not worthwhile lifting. I find particularly that tulips come well the first year, and you'll probably get another good flower the second year. I think it's probably then that you probably need to lift them and replant them, you know, if you want to keep going beyond that.
I also think it's probably a good idea to take a photograph of them when they're in full bloom so that you don't forget where they are.
Where they are. Look, I think that's a great suggestion. It's one of those practical things that we all need to take on board. I think it helps.
John, there's lots of events in March around the state and close to Hobart.
Certainly in the next couple of weeks. There's a Dahlia show this weekend being held in conjunction with the Hamilton show. And for those that want to take the drive from Hobart up to Hamilton, it might be something that they would like to check on. Later in the month, the weekend of the 11th of March, the Hobart Horticultural Society's got a daily show at Sandy Bay at the Sea Scouts Hall in Marsden Street. And then the following weekend, their big daily show is at the Town Hall. That's the 17th and 18th of March. Starts on Friday, open from about 1 o'clock on Friday, and goes Friday and Saturday. At both of those shows, the Hobart Horticultural Society always has a very good range of plant stalls. So if people are looking for different or special kinds of plants, worth visiting the Dahlia show and enjoying that, as well as picking up additional plants. Brian, I'd like to also draw to people's attentions, Government House operates a number of tours at this time of the year. I've had the pleasure of experiencing each of the three of them that I'll mention, and they are really very, very good. There's a garden produce tour, which you get to see a fairly large garden that Government House maintains because they grow all their vegetables for all the events that they host from time to time. So the garden produce tour is on this month, and for the whole of this month and probably next, there's a significant trees tour and then the ornamental garden tour later in this month and into April. And they're well worth participating in. You need to check the Government House website to get the full details and how to book. So those are particular tours that I'd like to draw attention to, Brian.
There are four garden clubs in this particular area, the Hobart area. Could you just tell us about each of them?
There's the Claremont Garden Club, and then there's another group called the Claremont Flower Show Group that runs a couple of flower shows during the year. So that's kind of two groups, Glenorchy Garden Club, and of course my garden club, Lenna Valley Garden Club. They meet on various evenings of the month on a regular basis. So yeah, I'd encourage people to join garden clubs. South of the city at Kingston, there's a Kingston and District Garden Club. It's a very active garden club. So yeah, have a look at a garden club. They welcome visitors.
And of course, to find out the names again, you can always search on Google or on Facebook.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, John.
Terrific. Bye.